Welcome to another episode of A Prairie Home Acid Trip. I'm your host, Joe Price, and I'm coming to you today with an incredible offer. What if I told you that with a small investment, the details of which I'll go into shortly here, I could promise that you'd double it? Now, that might sound too good to be true, but it gets better. If you recruit friends and family to make similar investments, not only will they reap the benefits themselves, but you'll also get a percentage of anything they make. Now, I'm sure you're all thinking, hey, this guy's a snake oil salesman. He's trying to sell me a bill of goods. But this is the real deal. No tricks, no scams. I'm not even looking for a monetary investment. The only thing I'm looking for from you right now, this instant, dear listener, is a commitment. I'm asking you to commit to resist the impulse, the urge, the primal want to, under any circumstance, drop the acid. On a previous episode, and I could take the 12 seconds it would probably take to find out which one, but no thanks. I kept referring to Albert Camus, and said Albert Camus a whole lot like you do. Now, here's the thing. I've only ever read that name. Have I ever heard it pronounced? Nope. So you can imagine my surprise at learning that Albert Camus pronounces his name like that. Mistakes! We all make them. Missing an exit on the freeway, sending a text to the wrong person, inventing the atomic bomb. Whoopsie-daisies follow us like dogs in the kitchen, following the sandwich makings, following the roast duck, following the turkey, dripping juices along the floor. Oh my God, I am hungry. I am so hungry. I'm always hungry. There's just a bottomless pit in there. Oh, LBJ released an ad with a little girl counting, picking the petals of a, and I don't wait for it, picking the petals of a daisy, only to be presumably exploded by an atomic bomb. How about that? Look at that weird connection I subconsciously made. The human brain really is wired like a haunted house. Goodness. Anywho, let's just get on with the show.
My lawn.
I wasn't on your lawn, sir. I was on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's my lawn.
Oh, sorry, sir. My mistake.
Yeah, it was. You stay off my lawn. Next time won't be so friendly.
Whatever you say.
No respect for anything, these kids.
Oh, Samuel, it's time for your medicine.
I don't need any medicine.
All the same, Samuel, please, for my sake.
And that was A Grumpy Old Man. Thank you.
Episode of A Prairie Home Acid Trip is brought to you by ordering one too many tacos because you were already full by the time you got to that last one. But hey, you bought it, so you might as well eat it. But after eating it, realizing that you're now too full and need to lie down. Questioning why you continue doing this to yourself before remembering just how doggone much you love tacos. It's a complicated relationship. Enjoy the nap. With additional considerations provided by accidentally liking a post on Instagram before frantically attempting to unlike it. Sure, now they know you were creeping through their old posts like a weirdo, because of the notification, but there's no official record, so hopefully they just forget.
Of a song from the White Album you might remember.
He's not a cat who hisses much. Mew, 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 mew. Good boy. He's well acquainted with the sound of a kibble bag being opened from a mile away. The mouse in the kitchen with the jingly little bell, you know he's gotta get loose. Lying in the sun while he's really busy purring all the time. An empty box for a thing that he never used and that he likes much more. He needs catnip cause he's going down back to the couch where he's sleeping now. He needs catnip cause he's going down. Come on good baby, don't claw the couch. 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 Come on, good baby, don't claw the couch. Come on, good baby, don't claw the couch. Happiness is a warm cat. Purr, purr. Happiness is a warm cat. Purr, purr. When I hold you in my arms and I feel your tail wagging quicker, I know you'd never do me no harm, because happiness is a warm cat, mama. Happiness is a warm cat, oh yes it is. Happiness is a warm, yes it is, cat. But don't you know that happiness, it's a warm cat, oh yes it is.
And that was a parody of a song from the White Album you might remember.
that'll about do it for this one. Mistakes was a tentative theme. I'm not sure how much we stayed on track with this one. But then again, maybe that was all part of the plan. Maybe that was a planned mistake. But is it truly a mistake if you learn from it? And even if you don't learn from it, is that in and of itself also proof that it is not a mistake? In so much that you learned from it? These are all big questions. There's a song about a cat, a parody about an ad for a gun that John Lennon saw. There was, well, I guess the ad stayed on theme. I suppose I could take the time or the basic memory to go back in time to remember what those exactly were, but I'm, again, just not going to do that. An old man yelling at some kid walking on the sidewalk, that's a mistake, but also sad. He doesn't really know what he's talking about. I suppose mistakes are subjective and are really like truth in the eye of the beholder. Because every action is something that we can learn from. Every mistake is something that we can learn from. And the very, like, the fact that we can improve on, improve upon ourselves from these actions, from these alleged mistakes. Like, does that really, does that negate them being mistakes? It's a question. It's a real thinker. I don't know. Now, of course, I'm saying the wrong name. Now, I don't know about you, dear listener, but I am not great with names. There are people, not currently, but in the past, people I've known and interacted with regularly where I did not know their names. Now, they introduced themselves, of course, as did I, upon meeting. But after that, I never used their name, so I didn't remember it. So once you've introduced yourself, you've interacted several times, you've met, you've hung out, you've laughed together, you cannot then go back and ask for their name. It's just impossible. You can't do it. So you've got to wait and pray and hope that somebody uses their name casually in passing. And it usually happens. You're rarely called out on having to know somebody's name. So on the list of things that you forget, you know, it's not great, but it's low risk. So there's that. Accidentally giving somebody a 20 when you meant to give them a 5? Well, sure, that can be a problem, but people I've discovered are generally honest. Which does seem to contradict my general worldview of people being terrible, but there is goodness buried deep inside of people, and they can't unprogram it, so there's that. But otherwise, you know, there are a few mistakes that are they're too bad. Directions, I guess. You know, that's something where, I mean, if you're in the car with somebody who gets irritated, I guess that could be a problem, but even then, it's minor, and they'll get over it. Have I talked myself into, over these last few minutes, mistakes being a real thing that exist? There are no mistakes, is what I think I'm talking myself into. I'm going to have to wrap my brain around this. This feels like something I could easily talk myself out of. And by that I mean, I could mention it to literally any person. And they could say, oh, no, you're crazy. No, you're wrong. And I'd say, oh, yeah, you're right. You make a pretty compelling argument. But that hasn't happened yet. So I am currently living in the reality of mistakes being a myth. We'll see how far that takes me. Well, until next time, if there is a next time, goodbye.